number of her house is 740. When you see this little girl, she looks so very sweet. I would never think that she was ever naughty. But people have found out she tells such awful fibs. She makes up stories like you find in books. And where I'm standing now, I could poke her in the ribs. For that little girl is me. Baby Stooks. Until that day, I learned to tell the truth from my daddy. He was telling me the story of George Washington.
And then, chop, 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 timber! Bang! Down came the cherry tree, chopped down by the little boy, George Washington.
With his little hatchet.
That's right, Snooks. Then, little George Washington turned around and right before him stood his father. George looked down at the cherry tree and up at his father. And what do you think he said?
Have a cherry, Daddy?
No. He said, I chopped down the cherry tree with my little hatchet. The point is, Snooks, the cherry tree story teaches us that we should always tell the truth, no matter what the consequences.
Mm-hmm. All right, Daddy. I won't tell any more fibs. I'll always tell the truth. Well, everything went along fine until one day I was home listening to the radio.
Snooks, what are you doing home? Why aren't you in school?
Well, a big policeman wouldn't let me.
Snooks, that's a big fib.
No, it isn't, Daddy. He didn't want the tiger to eat me up.
What tiger?
The tiger the lion was chasing.
The lion?
There were two lions. The other one was jumping at the monkeys.
Monkeys? Where were the monkeys?
They were up in a tree. That's why the lion couldn't get them.
That does it. You're going to get a good spanking for telling those outrageous fibs and not going to school.
It's true, Daddy.
How could that be true? Come here.
Flash, this is your news reporter. There was plenty of excitement early this morning at Public School 23.
Why, that's your school, Snooks.
Yes, Dad.
And it seems that several of the circus trucks had a collision, and a lion and a tiger got loose. They ran around inside the schoolyard.
You said there were two lions, Snooks.
Correction, it seems that there were two lions. The other lion was jumping at the monkeys.
See, Daddy, I told you.
The school children were sent home by police officers, and...
Snooks, I'm sorry I spanked you. You were telling the truth.
That's all right, Dad.
Oh, no, it isn't. Here, I'll bend over. You spanked me.